But now we need an update on the LIV Golf. I was listening to our coverage today with Miles Fitzner and the boys at Paddy Welsh, who's been doing golf for a million years. Our update is thanks to First Choice Liquor Market, Australia's best liquor retailer. Choose to drink wise. Our next guest does that all the time. Miles Fitzner. Hello, Fitzy.
Kimbo Roach, how are you going, boys? It's absolutely magnificent here. The sun's shining. The crowds are massive. It's been a magnificent day here for the round one of the LIV tournament, and we've seen some really, really, really low scores.
I know. Look, I've been listening to your coverage. Congratulations on that. It's sounding brilliant, bringing all the colour of the event to us. I also watched a little bit on Channel 7. They were shooting the lights out, and the crowds were huge. Have you got an official number on the crowd for the first day, Friday?
Kimbo, I've only just jumped off air. And I don't have an official number, but I know that they are expecting over 100,000, so maybe pushing the 120,000 mark over the 3 days. Last tournament was 77,000, but that's what they capped the tournament at, just so they could get it right before they could then go and sort of expand it. But it is clearly much, much bigger. And so I'm standing here with the great Nick Del Santo, and we actually compared the gallery, Kimbo, that it was walking up 18 today was the same size as the gallery that was walking up behind them at the end of the tournament last year. So for round one to have a similar size gallery for the final day from last year is nothing short of outstanding.
That is absolutely brilliant. We'll get an update on the scores first. As I said, I've been listening and I've been watching. It's a who's who there at the moment. I saw when the Aussie Rippers were about to tee off, leaning over the partition was the Premier, Peter Malinowska, shaking everyone's hand there from the Aussie team. So who else have you spotted there?
Look, there's a who's who in the zoo. Like Laurie Daly come up and said g'day. Yeah. Greg Norman's kicking around here at the moment. We've had a lot of people stop by. There's plenty of famous sports people. Warren Treadray was kicking around. Tex Walker, Greg Blewett. A lot of South Australians, but a lot of guys from interstate. Myself, Matty Rogers and Dell, who are in the coverage. When we flew in all on different planes, we reckon that 80% of the planes were full of people going to the golf. They had golf bags that they were getting off at the airport. I mean, Matty Rogers' plane in from Brisbane, they had to announce over the PA that halfway through the flight they ran out of beer.
That's how many people for it.
And that was yesterday. That is no word of a lie. The plane ran out of beer an hour into the flight. And that was yesterday. And yeah, Matt Rogers said he didn't even have one. And I said, that is a dead set lie.
The city is definitely alive. Even just walking through the Rundle Mall, you can tell all the visitors. They've got the golf caps on and the dodgy shorts, Rooch.
Miles, what's the highlight of the day for you?
The highlight of the day for me is the young Japanese 29-year-old, the young man Kazuma. Now, this is a guy that finished 51st in the Miami tournament in the last LIV event. His best ever finish at LIV was 31st. He's come out today and completely and utterly shot the lights out. He's shot 9 under. He's lipped out on 3 or 4 other putts throughout the day. This is a guy that's a complete and utter bolter. He is from nowhere. He's only earned $600,000 in the LIV format so far, which is actually quite minuscule. But this young man is just taking it by storm. He's pumping the crowd up. He's rolling around. He's got a bit of a strut about him. And we're all aboard the Japanese train for Kazuma.
It sounds good. He'll crash tomorrow. You know that'll happen. It always happens, Rooch. Okay. All right, have you got the leaderboard for us for individuals and for teams?
Yeah, I've got the individuals here for you. So Kazuma at the moment at 9-under. Ortiz had an opportunity to tie the lead with the last putt of the day to him and missed that birdie putt. He's on 8-under with Danny Lee. We've got Pereira, Uhlein, Peter Uhlein and Ogletree, as well as Lahiri at 7-under. Matty Jones, the best of the Australians. He's tied for 8th at 6-under with Steele. And then we've got Dean Burgmeister, Patrick Reed, Mark Leishman, Paul Casey, Joaquin Neiman and Johnny Ram, who sunk a birdie on 18 to get to 5-under late. Cam Smith is back at 4-under tied for 16th, and he missed a really easy birdie putt on 18 to go to equal 5-under, the last of the day. And on air, we actually said, you can put that putt in the book. That's his bread and butter, and he missed it. So it was a bit of a shock for him. So that rounds out sort of the top end of the leaderboard. But in regards to the teams, Talk GC absolutely killing it. They're 20-under. Ironheads are 19-under. High Flies 17-under. Crushers at 16-under. And Ripper GC were first and second right throughout the day. They've ended up at 5 under because Lucas Herbert was the one that pretty well let the team down for them. He ended up at +1. So Matt Jones, Mark Leishman and Cameron Smith are 6 under, 5 under and 4 under respectively.
Beautiful coverage. I was listening on the radio when we're coming down here to the Adelaide Oval. I heard you talking about lawn porn. We've got about 30 seconds remaining. What's the condition of the course like?
Absolutely magnificent. They reckon the lies are really, really tight around the greens. The greens are nothing short of superb. I mean, we've got a local pro with us saying that you know, that can they make the course harder? But he said the greens are rolling at 13, so they are really, really sleek. Ooh. It's just the quality of golf is nothing short of outstanding.
Hey, loving the coverage, Miles. We really appreciate you jumping on the phone. Have a great Saturday and Sunday. It's going to be huge for South Australia, huge for golf. Live golf. That was the update. Good on you, Miles. That's thanks to First Choice Liquor Market, awarded Australia's best liquor retailer in 2023 by Canstar Blue. Choose to drink wise.